The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Standing Room Only presents Radio Showtime with producer, director, actress, and talent agent, Kathy Rollins. Listen here for the tops in entertainment talk. Get the lowdown on people in the biz, entertainment locally, film, music, and TV in production, and advice for newcomers. How to get started. To take your part and be a star, call toll-free 1-888-565-1470. And now, let's take our mark, get ready, and action! Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins.
All right. Well, welcome to Radio Showtime. I'm Kathy Rollins, and we have a full house. Usually I do this all by myself, but once in a while I'm lucky enough to have a nice, never as many as this, but we have guests in the studio, and we're going to meet them and learn what they're doing. They are the Dynamite Dance Improv Troupe, and exciting. They've been around for 10 years under the direction of Tony Kessler, and we're going to meet them and hear what they're doing, and they got a great show coming up in December. But first, I'd like to tell you about a few shows that are events that are coming up. I want you to know that on Halloween Day, October 31st, from 9 a.m. until 9 till 3, over at the South County Civic Center in Del Rey, Forum Publishing Group, they make like 26 papers. They make the Jewish Journal and the Forum and the Sun Sentinel and many, many newspapers all around South Florida. They are conducting an event called the Young at Heart Event. It's a tabletop. It's a day of information and seminars and free food and no ticket price. Anybody could go to it. It's Halloween Day. There is a costume contest at 1 o'clock, but it's going to be again Thursday, October 31st at the South County Civic Center in Delray Beach. It's called the Young at Heart Event, and tell your friends. They have breakfast and lunch and lots of information on travel and so forth. Also at Nick's Italian Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale, there are two events coming up there on Thanksgiving Day. If you don't feel like cooking dinner, let Nick's do your food, because of course you could do it and have it taken out, but there's going to be a special Thanksgiving Day dinner there on a Thursday, November 28th at 1 o'clock, 1 to 4, a complete Thanksgiving Day dinner. And for those of you who do not eat turkey, they're going to have fish and chicken and other things on the menu, but it's a wonderful Thanksgiving Day dinner at 1 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock we have James Perkowski and Ben Curlin, a wonderful show, so that's something to consider. Then also at Nick's on Sunday night, December 8th, is the Carlucci Cohen Comedy Wedding. We are already half sold out. I knew people would just eat it up because it's around Hanukkah and Christmas party time. And the Carlucci Cohen Comedy Wedding will be Sunday evening, December 8th, at Nick's Italian Restaurant. And Nick's is located in Fort Lauderdale, north of Oakland Park Boulevard. It is 3496 North Ocean Boulevard. And that's the Thanksgiving Day dinner and also the Carlucci Cohen Comedy Wedding. And also on Sunday, November 17th at Celebrations. Celebrations is located in a beautiful building in Boynton Beach. It's the Boynton Beach Women's Club. There's going to be a dinner at 5 o'clock, and a show. The play is going to be Social Security, and that's Sunday, November 17th. If you want to know more about that, just go to the KathySRO.com website and look up upcoming dinner shows, and you'll see the listings and the time. If you want information by calling, it's 954-791-7555. I'm going to introduce you to my wonderful guest here, and if you have a question while you hear all this interesting talk, please feel free to call in to 1-888-565-1470, 1-888-565-1470. They are an extremely talented, energetic, and delightful group, and this is only part of them. We just couldn't get everybody here today, but it's under the direction of Tony Kessler and Jeannie Lynn Gray, who's another wonderful artist, and they are the Dynamite Dance Improv Troupe. They've, under the direction of Tony Kessler and Jeannie Lynn, operating for about 10 years, and they are young adults, everything from the age of 11 up to college. There are exceptions of a few little younger and a few little older, but basically they're 11 till college age, and they do comedy improv, just like you see on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. And to do that, you have to have a certain combination of talents to do that. There are stage performers, but improv is a whole other thing. Some people can do stage acting and improv, or they do one or the other. But you really have to not only be talented, but the mind has to be so, so alert. So welcome, Tony Kessler.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy.
So
thank you.
You are so proud of them. And I did come
a
couple years ago and saw one of your shows. What gave you the idea? Because you're into so many things, music-wise and theater-wise. Just how it formed. How did you start this trip?
As a teacher, I mean, besides being a musician, producer, songwriter, I really enjoy working with young people and really bringing the arts to them. And before I started the improv troupe, actually, I was doing a lot of musical theater. Mm-hmm. A lot of the cast members, you know, the kids, they all went on to college. And I think maybe it was time to do something different. And also with musical theater, it gets very expensive, you know, between royalties and musicians, because that will never use tracks. So I just felt it'd be pretty a cool idea to do something. You know, people like to laugh, so to do something on the comedy side and be creative.
Innovative.
Right. And so I began writing some scripts, also the cast members as well. And we started bringing in the improv. And it was great. And, you know, it was the thing about it was that it was really another creative outlet in my life. You know, it wasn't babysitting. It was really doing something that really felt good.
Planting something. And
yes.
It's so important for kids of that age, 11 to college, to be interested in things that they enjoy.
Yes.
Because, you know, idle kids are, you know, bored kids and get
sure.
all kinds of
sure.
other stuff.
And also the thing about the kids, too, is that most of the cast members really have made, I think, a decision in their life that they want to be in some way connected to the arts for the rest of their life.
Now, they're all Broward County residents, or they can be, I mean, you're
they can be anybody, but it's Broward for the most
okay.
part.
Okay. Now, we have four members today. We have Kaylin and Aaron first, and then later after our break, we're going to be able to bring on Mike, Dexter, and Mark. Mm-hmm. So first, I'd like Kaylin, introduce yourself, and after that, Amber, just introduce yourself, a little bit about yourself, and what you find enjoyable about being part of the troupe.
Okay. Hi, I'm Kaylin Moody. I'm 16 years old. I've been in this troupe for about 8 years. I'm in 11th grade now, so I've started around 6th grade. I sing, I play guitar, and this has really been a great experience for me because I started off singing, and this just really helped improve my acting. It helped me become a lot less shy because I used to be super, super shy. So it's really just helped me improve, like, in every aspect of my life.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm Erin. I'm 19. I'm a junior at FAU now. I'm a technical theater major. I'm studying costume design at FAU. And I got involved with Tony's theater troupe, Uncle Tony, as we call him. I got involved with his troupe actually the first year that he did it. It was the summer between my 6th and 7th grade. And I was on and off every other summer I did it because of other commitments, yeah, with family and stuff like that. But I started out, Kessler was my first drama teacher, and I started out doing theater with him, and theater really kind of gets under your skin in a way that nobody can really understand until they experience it. And so it stuck with me, and then doing the troupe over the summer where it was a little bit more professional, a little bit less of a classroom setting and more of
hands-on
for sure, and without all the distractions of kids who have to take acting class as an elective, thinking it's an easy A and then wanting to goof off and make trouble in class. So this is you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know you write in the beginning most of the sketches, so do they all contribute ideas?
Do
you have like a planning meeting?
To me, it's open workshop. I mean, so I do some of the script writing, but I also encourage the cast members as well. There have been other people that have been working with me in the past that have done scripts as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the improvs. Now, with the improvs, a lot of times we'll kind of, you know, just start an idea in rehearsal, and then it kind of evolves and it becomes a skit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'd like to have our listeners here a little sampling of this
wonderful talent. Kaylin is going to a shoe store, and she likes this one pair of shoes, but Aaron needs to sell this other pair of shoes. dollars. Okay. So Aaron is going to try to convince Kaylin to buy the shoes that she does not want.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, hi. How are you today?
I'm doing really good. I'm going to a party.
Okay.
And I just want to look really hot. You know, there's hot guys there. You know, I've got to have lots of fun. So I think I'm interested in these pink stilettos. How do you think they look on me?
You know, pink. Pink's kind of a hard color to pull off, especially if you want to look hot. Pink kind of looks really innocent, really delicate and feminine. I think that you should try on these red shoes. Red is hot. It's the new color. Everybody's wearing red. And it looks great with your complexion.
Okay. These kind of look like clown shoes.
Oh, honey, clown is in vogue right now.
They're like a size 11.
Oh, that's okay. We have other sizes. Would you like me to size your feet for you?
Sure, why not?
Okay, well, I'm going to take out this little tool here. There you go, putting it on your foot. Okay, well, you're about a size 6.5, I'd say. How about, here we go, I have these red shoes in a 6.5. How do they look?
I still really like the pink shoes.
Okay, well, how about you put them on, the red ones on one foot and the pink ones on the other?
Cut, right there. Great ending. I hope you ended like that. That's good.
I was going to say one foot was one size and one the other foot. You have unusual feet. You know? Very cool. Now, they didn't know you were going to throw that at them.
I didn't know I was going
to
say that.
On
the spot.
Not planned. So yeah. This is very, and they've grown to be comfortable with these curves, you know, this information. So I bet you watch Saturday Night Live a lot. Do you?
I'm kind of more of a Whose Line Is It Anyway kind of person. But Saturday Night Live is really where we get a lot of our inspiration from. So I've done my fair share of watching that.
Great. So what is you're in costume design. That's what you're studying.
Yes, and yes.
Is that your path, the path you're going to follow, or whatever else may come along with that?
That's what I'd really, really like to do. I started out acting, and that was kind of the base to run off of. And for a long time, I was like, I want to be an actor. But the more you get into theater, the more you kind of see other sides of it. And I started doing costuming and really started enjoying it and loving it. And acting's fantastic. I'm in love with it. It's my passion. It will always be my first love, but it won't be my only love.
Now, Kaylin, you are 16.
Yes.
So what is your, I know you play guitar and you love acting. So what aspirations at this point in your life are you going to take?
At this point, I'm still deciding because I'm only a junior, but I really love acting. But like she was saying, I am branching off into singing a lot more. Like, I've been in the studio recording my own demo track. I played guitar on one of the tracks, and I'm going to try to get that out there and maybe, you know, audition for X Factor next year. I'm also really into musical theater. I did a play this past summer called 13 the Musical. That was lots of fun. Mm-hmm. Mr. Kessler got me into that. It was a great experience. And just being around the other actors, they were really great.
Do you come from theatrical families, both of you?
No.
My dad played King Lear when he was in high school, but that was in Ireland, so.
My mom's kind of tone deaf, so, you know.
Oh, mine too. Oh, gosh. I love my mom to death. But she can't carry a tune if it had a handle.
They must have been very supportive right at the get-go when they saw that you had these aspirations.
Yeah.
That's so important.
She's really supportive. My whole family's supportive with
That's
it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, super. Great. Well, we're going to go take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to chat a little bit more with Dexter and Mark and find a lot more out about the Dynamite Dance Improv Troupe. We'll be back after these messages. Hi, I'm Kathy Rawlins. Are you unhappy with your bank? At Paradise Bank, they make banking simple so you can carry out your day-to-day banking both quickly and conveniently. A majority of their products and services have been developed with considerable input from their customers as well as business owners and CFOs. Listening to their customers is an integral part of the Paradise culture and charm. After all, banking is a people business. As a result, their full line of business and personal products are designed to meet your individual needs. A very strong local bank that excels in personal service and puts customers first. They deserve to be named Paradise.
Check out any of their three locations, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, or Delray Beach. They have everything from checking accounts, money markets, home equity lines. Paradise Bank named top small business lender in South Florida. No other bank can say that. For additional information, please call them at 561-392-5444. That's 561-392-5444. Or check out their website, paradisebank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rawlings, CEO of Standing Room Only Productions. We provide entertainment for private parties, corporate events, or fundraisers. Everything from a single musician to a full orchestra. Vocalists, dancers, comedians. We also provide interactive entertainment like murder mysteries, comedy weddings, and Broadway comedy plays. For personal attention to your special event, call 954-791-7555 or check out our website, KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Or give me a call and I will help you personally arrange that very special event. 954-791-7555. Thank you.
Back with Tony Kessler and his exciting and talented troupe. They're the Dynamite Dance Improv Troupe, and that was just wonderful. Aaron and Kaylin, excellent. And now joining us, because we just have so many mics in the studio, we have Dexter and Mark. Now, Dexter, you've been working with Tony Kessler for how many years? Don't be shy now. You take that mic and tell us all about yourself.
I've been with TK for about 7 years now.
Oh, you got so many names.
Yeah.
Tony.
Just don't call me Grandpa.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been 7 years. It's been a great ride. He found me, actually. I was a freshman in high school. And in his class on Fridays, they did an open mic. You can come out, you could dance, you could sing. And I go, can I do stand-up comedy? He was like, is it clean? And I go, yeah. And he goes, well, go for it. And from then on in, we just kind of clicked. And he invited me to come out to one of his theater. This.
How old were you then at that initial meeting?
Wow, at the time I was 14, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 14.
Okay.
Oh, so it hasn't even been 7 years. It's been 7 shows, that's what I meant to say. It's been about 4 years. But yeah, like I said, it's been a great ride, and Tony has really opened up a lot of doors for me. Me personally, I do music with my sister. My sister and I are a group. We have an album coming out next month. And just doing this has really opened my eyes. I've always loved music. And I always loved watching Kevin James, mm-hmm. Charlie Sheen, Adam Sandler, and I just always said, you know, I think I could do that one day. And he really showed me that I could, and that's kind of one of my goals now, is to be right there.
So where are you now? You're in college now, actually.
I I'll be going to Full Sail University in January.
And you're pursuing what major?
I'll be doing music business.
Music business. And mm-hmm. your sister and you perform or record, you say?
Yes.
You sing musical instruments or what's the, what is it?
Both. I myself, I'm a rapper slash kind of singer.
Okay.
I guess you can call me a Drake. I don't know.
I play
guitar and I play piano. My sister sings and she's learning to rap and she's playing piano.
What
right
do you
now.
Call yourselves when you perform together?
Together we just go by our stage names. I go by Junior and she goes by Marie, which is her middle name.
She's your younger sister?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. I think that's great. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we have Mark. Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I really got into Mrs. Kessler's drama group because of my sister. She started a couple of years before him. I said, if she could do it, I could do it better.
Good little competition thing, say.
Yeah, so Mr. Kessler really just helped me, like, get out. Like, I was really shy, too, just like Kaylin. But it's really been a good experience. I haven't been there only about a year.
How old? So, just last year you joined.
Yeah.
And how old are you now?
I'm 14, going on 15.
Wow. And what are your aspirations? What do you want to do at this point? You know.
Right now I'm veering towards psychology, mm-hmm. which is not really artistic, but
well it can be.
But other than that, I'm just really into some sports. Like, I'm a swimmer. I've swam for Lauderhill for the past 3 years.
Where do you go to school now?
I go to ATC.
Atlantic Tech Center. Right.
Great. Excellent. So now we want to hear, listen to some of your comedy, some of your creativeness, and now Uncle Tony's going to put you on the spot with some nice little setting up.
Okay, Dexter, you're having lots of problems with your love life.
All right.
Okay. You can't, rejection all the time.
Okay.
So you call the radio station, 1470.
Okay.
And you get the Love Train Man.
Okay.
All right, so you make the phone call and the Love Train Man. Yeah.
Hello, this is Dave Valentine, the Love Train Man. Who's this?
It's Daniel. I just don't know what's going on, man. Everywhere I go, it's just rejection. I know I'm a big guy, you know, but all right, I got braces too. I got a nasty gap. You know what? I'm a good person inside.
Daniel, you're mumbling. That's probably why.
All right, that's a good point. But you know what? I always say I'm kind of like an Oreo. You know, what matters is on the inside. Everybody eats the cream filling. Nobody eats the cookie. You know, and that's me. You know, you just got to crack that cookie, and I'm right there.
Crack that cookie, isn't it? Crack the nut. Or is that a little too personal?
I think this is a little too personal.
Well, Daniel, what I could say is make yourself look better on the outside. It's not always what's on the inside that counts.
You know, I've heard that a lot. I actually heard that from that Sonic commercial the other day with chicken tenders. I thought that was great.
Sonic?
Yeah.
You go to Sonic.
Hey, you didn't hear about the $4.99 special box?
No. McDonald's is better.
No, I take dates to Sonic. It's great. It's little girls on rollerblades. They come out, you know.
We know why you're single.
Well, I mean, I just like to have fun. I like to throw Skittles while they're coming up to the car.
Excuse me. You're a big guy. Isn't there something that you could do when you meet a girl? What is for a date? Isn't there something you could ask?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, I don't really have a six pack or anything, so I can't really talk smooth to the ladies. So I like to go up to ladies with a real honest line and just be like, "Hey, you hungry?" You know, and
oh my God, that's great. So you guys have a show that you're grooming. If you do one major show a year, is that how you kind of plan it?
Well, last year we did three. This year we'll probably do two. You know, we'll do a winter session and a summer session.
Okay, so you have something that you're working on right now that's you're grooming.
We're going to be starting in
December
22nd. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be at the Andrews Living Arts Theater.
Studio.
Studio. Mm-hmm. Andrews Living Arts Studio at 23 Northwest 5th Street in Fort Lauderdale.
That's great.
And how long is the show? How many people in the show?
It's, we usually have a cast anywhere from about 10 to 15. And the show runs maybe about an hour and 20 minutes.
And it's a medley of sketches? Is that mm-hmm. like 15, 20 sketches?
And some music, like Kaylin will sing. Oh. And actually Dexter does a little stand-up comedy sometimes. And we got a phone call, I think.
No, it's something else. It's music, so it's a lineup of sketches mm-hmm. and musical presentations.
That's right.
That you have a really unique voice. I mean, I'm sure people have to, for 14 years old, has your voice been changing like in the last year or so?
In the past,
it's
like...
It's deep, I mean, it's beautiful.
Thank you. But yeah, in the past 2 years, everyone's been telling me that because my voice just keeps getting deeper and deeper.
I mean, it's great. Do you sing at all? Because I didn't hear you mention music, but...
I haven't tried singing ever.
Oh, you've got to. I mean...
The first day he came to the rehearsal, and when he opened his mouth, I said, oh my goodness, we have to utilize that sound.
Yes.
So I came up with writing a couple of skits called The Love Train Man, which would be a radio show, you know?
It's a radio voice.
Yes, I know.
Definitely a radio voice.
You might want to think about communications.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually one other thing I wanted to say. Since there is such a rivalry with me and my sister, today's actually my mom's birthday.
Aww.
So I wanted to go and say happy birthday to her over the radio.
Well, why don't you sing happy birthday? Then we could hear you sing with that wonderful voice. It's like the big debut.
I think that's a great idea. I really, that's great.
Go ahead,
then.
Thanks, Exeter.
Good a show.
I'm a little nervous for this.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen out there, this is a 14-year-old boy with a voice.
An amazing, amazing voice. Is your dad? Would you get? Is it common in your family?
No, my dad's voice is higher than mine.
It's great. It's just wonderful. Well, happy birthday, Mom. You have a fine son. And all of you, the kids here, kids, they're adults, really.
I know.
They're wonderful and talented, and they love you, and you're doing such a wonderful
them.
Thing. And we have to say that Jeannie Lynn Gray works with her, with you.
Jeannie is amazing. First of all, I first met her as a musician. I played. She was an actress. And she is just an amazing actress. When I asked her about joining the band I have, she said, yeah, it was just great. I didn't expect it. She's a great performer on stage. And now as a director, I mean, they love her. They respect her. And she really brings the real deal.
She is one of those really unique people as a performer and the personality that she has. And she's just a wonderful person.
She's a wonderful gal.
And you two work so nicely together. But I think what you're doing with these young people, grooming them, and I think it's just
and
wonderful.
Also,
not many people are doing it.
Night of My Dance really gives us free rein, you know, so which is really good, and they're very supportive. So it's really positive.
On the 22nd of December, is it one performance? Is it
one
a matinee?
One performance.
And what time is that going to be, like 8
Most
o'clock?
Most likely about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Usually in the afternoon.
What day of the week is that?
It's a Sunday.
A Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's at the Andrews Living Arts Theater
studio.
And they can either just go to andrewslivingarts.com.
Actually, the best thing to do would be maybe to Google Dynamite Dance, and they usually have a lot of things posted on Dynamite Dance.
All right, Dynamite Dance, if you want information about the show, if you're interested in maybe yourself or you know some nice young people that are within the county between the ages of 11 and
college. Oh, yes, I mean, we're open for, you know, we don't do auditions, but what I do is an interview just to see how serious that they would be when they come here.
Do you raise money? Do you ever, how do you function? Like, if you need props and things, I mean, how do you deal
with that? We try to do the best we can within ourselves. I mean, there is a tuition, and we just, you know.
There is a tuition.
A very, 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 very small tuition compared to others.
Do you accept donations if somebody wanted to donate something like that? You know, I have a great idea. Like, if you, these comedy sketches that you have, there are always people that are not actors, but they love Saturday Night Live and the other show, Whose Line Is It Anyway? Wouldn't it be great if you sort of videotaped this person, like if somebody wants to give a really unique gift to somebody, Uncle Charlie, and you give Uncle Charlie a part in one of a sketch that you guys are in, and you tape it, and you give that video to Uncle Charlie, I think. And then you do that for a reasonable fee.
That's a great idea.
It's a great gift.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And here's when Uncle Charlie performed in a Saturday Night Live sketch with this troupe. I think that would be really unique.
Fantastic.
And there's a gift, you know, there's always the gift, what do I give so-and-so? He's got everything. But that's a gift to somebody.
Great
that
idea.
That little theatrical thing. They don't really want to be an actor, but they want that one,
like
15
that.
Minutes of fame.
I like
that's
that.
What you call it, 15 minutes of fame.
I like
in one of your sketches. And you raise a little budget there, you raise a little fund, you know.
I like it, Tony Kessler,
you're a great guy. Uncle Tony, TK, Mr. Kessler, thank you. All of you for
thank
coming
you
here
so
I
much.
Think what you're doing is great and encouraging young people, and I think it's wonderful. So again, at the Andrews Living Arts Studio, December 22nd, you could call me, I'll direct you to them, but go see their show. What are tickets? Do you know what the tickets are going to be like?
$7.
See them, get involved, encourage them. I think it's wonderful. Thank you very much for
Radio
Showtime, and we will be back after these messages.
3 words define excellence in entertainment. Standing room only. Those same 3 words are your ticket to the finest and widest variety of entertainers for your next party or event. Founded and led by the amazing Kathy Rollins, Standing Room Only Productions is a licensed, bonded, and insured full-service entertainment company operating in South Florida since 1982. SRO's lineup of performers is unmatched and ranges from a DJ to an entire orchestra, from an MC to a full ensemble production, and includes specialties such as ventriloquists, magicians, belly dancers. If it's been on stage, SRO has it. They can even produce and direct your show using your group as the talent. Nothing tops a Standing Room Only show. Call Kathy now at 954-791-7555. That's 954-791-7555. Or visit the website at KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Standing Room Only Productions.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rawlins. Are you unhappy with your bank? At Paradise Bank, they make banking simple so you can carry out your day-to-day banking both quickly and conveniently. A majority of their products and services have been developed with considerable input from their customers as well as business owners and CFOs. Listening to their customers is an integral part of the Paradise culture and charm. After all, banking is a people business. As a result, their full line of business and personal products are designed to meet your individual needs. A very strong local bank that excels in personal service and puts customers first. They deserve to be named Paradise. Check out any of their three locations, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, or Delray Beach. They have everything from checking accounts, money markets, home equity lines. Paradise Bank named top small business lender in South Florida. No other bank can say that. For additional information, please call them at 561-392-5444. That's 561-392-5444. Or check out their website, paradisebank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, we are back. That was delightful. Tony Kessler, thank you very much. And those wonderful young adults doing such wonderful comedy. Well, we have another young man by the name of Connor Griffin, and he's one of those unique, talented young men. He wants to be a paleontologist when he grows up, and but he also plays the guitar, and he loves to cook, and he loves to travel, and he has a weekly input in our show. It's called Connor's Corner. So welcome, Connor's Corner, to Radio Showtime.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, speak up. I can barely hear you.
Oh, I can't. Is this better?
There. What do you have to share with us? Yes, that's much better.
Well, today I'm going to say about a series, a book series, that I've never seen so many books in a series that show so much detail. It's called, it's a Rick Riordan novel. It starts with The Lightning Thief, and just published this week, I believe, is the next book in the series that I am itching to buy, House of Hades. Now, this novel is about Greek mythology. A normal, everyday New Yorker named Percy Jackson. His father, he doesn't know, he lives with his mother's boyfriend that smells, and this whole turning around happens at a museum. He always knew he was different. He could read Greek, but he just sort of had some sort of dyslexia. But then all that was explained. He was a son of a god, a half-blood, half Poseidon, god of the sea, half mortal. After this, his life is never the same. He goes to a magical camp called Camp Half-Blood, where he trains and learns to control the powers of water. Now, you're thinking, he can control water, that'd be cool. But it's more than that. If he touches water, he can heal himself completely. If he can dive into water, he doesn't get wet. Now, he's never sailed a boat in his life. He gets onto a little rickety craft, makes it go extremely fast. He knows exactly wind angles, because he's the god of sea. And after the main series, which happens to be about him being framed for stealing Zeus's thunderbolt power, after this, he figures out there's another camp. A camp for Roman and not Greek mythology. Same gods, but a little bit different. And once he finds this out, it's a plan to mix the two. By is the same god in both terms, the queen of the gods, who takes each of their memories, sends them to opposite camps, and see how it plays out. Eventually, they go on an epic quest to stop the rise of an evil that will consume the world.
Okay, now we don't want to ruin it for people. We don't want to ruin the ending now.
Yeah, I'm just telling you
basic
parts of it.
Okay.
Not spoiling anything. And, my gosh, it's an amazing novel. I have read the entire thing nonstop, and it's so suspenseful when you have to just stop. And I think it'd be great for a kid from 10, as far on as you can think of, that can enjoy a good novel.
Well, repeat again the novel title and the author.
Now, it's called Rick Riordan, and the first book is called The Lightning Thief. I believe it's called The Percy Jackson Chronicles, and the other one, I believe, is The Olympian Chronicles, and it starts with The Last Olympian.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Connor. That sounds very interesting, and I think you really got into it.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
This is Connor's Corner, Radio Showtime. I'll see you next time.
All right. Quite a guy. Okay. Thank you, Connor. All right. My next guest is a fine vocalist, and my goodness, and he has such a wide range. The main thing, amazing thing about him is that he sings such a wide variety of music styles. His name is Richard Thomas, and Richard Thomas, welcome to Radio Showtime.
Well, thank you, Kathy. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you. You know, I was playing your CD, and you do, it's amazing how you can do something as serious as Bring Him Home and then do something like old-time rock and roll, your voice is amazing. You told me you grew up upstate New York. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Buffalo, New York originally.
Okay, and did you set out singing, or did you just find out you had a good voice, or were you studying music?
I always sang as a child, and then I had, of course, bands in high school, and got very lucky when I was a young man, and when I went in the service, I wound up working with USO shows and traveled the world for about 8.5 years, and got very lucky in the music business, stayed on the road.
Great. Well, I've selected a couple of choices from the CD that I have of you, so I want to play a little bit of each of four different selections. So just to give our audience an idea of one of the ranges, we're going to play number 7, Richard Thomas.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. You're lovely with your smile so warm.
Okay, so that's your Sinatra style.
Yeah, that's the swing music. Yeah,
the swing music. So now, how long did you travel with the USO? You said 8 years.
I spent 8.5 years in the U.S. Army, and I got to work in about 23 different countries.
Like which ones? Name some of them. That's amazing.
All over Europe, Turkey, Greece, Italy. I spent a lot of time in Italy.
And you were like in your 20s? You're a young man.
Korea. Oh, yeah. I was very young.
What an exciting experience. So what happened? So you came back from your tour of duty and performing in all these wonderful countries,
I got some help from the producer of the USO program, introduced me to an agent in New York,
mm-hmm.
and he introduced me to a manager who, got me clothing, put a band behind me, and and sold me to the hotels, and I worked a lot of the Sheraton and Marriott hotels when there were showrooms.
Wow.
You know, before disco.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to play some other selections, but I also want you to tell the audience, you have a show coming up in Fort Lauderdale in a couple of weeks. So when is that going to be, and where is that, and where do they call?
This is actually my first club date, because I've been in the condo circuit for the last
and country clubs and every
years.
Theater in South Florida.
Yeah, clubs and this is my first club date. It's at Nick's Italian Restaurant upstairs on Ocean Drive in Fort Lauderdale, in the old Gold Ocean Mile. And I'm there this coming Sunday night.
Oh, this coming Sunday night. Okay, that's
the 20th at the Coffee Station.
I'm sorry, muffled. What was the date again?
Sunday, October 20th.
Okay. All right, let's play number 8 so we get a little another idea of the range of this fine, fine vocalist of Richard Thomas.
Nighttime shops. Each sensation dogs wakes, stirs imagination. Silently the senses band in their defenses, helpless to resist the notes I write. For I compose the music of the night. Grasped, sensed, tremulous and tender, hearing is believing, music is seeing.
Okay. What is your favorite music? Because you do such a variety of styles. What's your favorite? All of them, or is there a favorite?
I usually tell my audiences when I do my shows, I would have loved to have worked in the theater, but my kids always wanted to eat. And that was...
A little
trigger. I think the theater was probably my what I like to sing the most, I would say, yeah. But I'm an old saloon singer.
Uh-huh.
When I started out, if you wanted to work regular, you had to do a little bit of everything.
Right, right.
So that's where the variety of music comes in, and the fact that with the USOs, they do a variety of everything for everybody, and you put into different shows and different positions as you go.
Now, you're strictly a vocalist. You don't play any musical instruments, do you, or do you?
No, I've never learned an instrument, which I always pick myself for not learning something.
Where'd you get the musical voice from?
It is a gift. I've never had anything.
No musical. I mean, your parents, were they into music?
My mother died when I was young, but she was the singer and the voice, and she always sang to me as a little guy.
Mm-hmm.
She sang a lot of Irish lullabies to me, and that's the voice I remember.
Wow. Are you an only child, Richard?
No, there's 10 of us.
And you, none of the others sing?
I think they all can sing, but I'm the only one that does it.
You took it serious and did a lot with it. Okay, well, we have another selection, number 5. I'd like our listeners to hear Richard Thomas and Oops, Scoot and Boogie.
Out in the country near the city limit sign, there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. That's where all the cowboy folk go to do the boot scootin' boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. Fire up my pickup truck, let the horses run.
All right.
I've heard you sing that many, many times over the years, and you seem to really, really enjoy that. You really get into that. Yes?
I enjoy music, and I enjoy performing.
So what other styles that you haven't done? You've experimented. I guess you must have experimented with this one and this song and that song. But so you never really stay in one mode. But your voice changes a little bit when you do different styles. Do you like that diversity, that ability to be a little versatile?
Yeah, I think I've been fortunate there. I'm able to work with the vibrato without it.
Yeah.
And I probably should have had some training along the way. It probably would have been helpful, but at this point in time, I'm just enjoying it too much, and the voice is still strong, so I'm happy to still be working.
So now the show, this club date that you have coming up at Nick's on Sunday, give me an idea. Is it one performance, and what's the idea or the format of the show? What are you going to put into it?
What I'm going to be doing here is I'm going to be doing one of my an entire show, probably somewhere between 60 to 90 minutes, and I have a special guest. Sugar is going to be with me. She's going to help me out with the show, and my good friend Ronnie Davis.
Oh, he's great. He's wonderful.
Yeah, Ronnie is, and actually Ronnie is the reason I'm putting a club date on, because normally I just do the condo shows,
mm-hmm.
and Ronnie has been producing shows and putting things together, so I worked with Ronnie to put this this club date together, and we're thinking we're going to have a great time. After the show, will be a short intermission, and we're going to be back, and we're going to be doing some requests, you know, special things some people may like to hear that maybe we didn't do in the show, and then Ronnie
mm-hmm.
Will be performing a little, and we have several friends that will probably show up, and we'll invite them to come up and take the mic and do a number as well. So we're going to have a full evening of entertainment for them.
So
there is a $10 cover.
Okay.
And we hope they'll come up and have dinner and spend the night with us.
And drinks and dinner at Nick's is extremely reasonable and
very
delicious. Amazing.
Yeah, Dominic,
the food is wonderful.
Dominic is an entertainer's best friend. It's an incredibly wonderful venue. It's great for an entertainer in the upstairs showroom.
Everybody's
you know, close up. And
they work together.
Have a really nice evening.
The entire operation works together when they're if it's just a regular evening or if there's a special event like with your show. But I know in working with them also, they all work together. They're very organized. They all love what they do. But the food really is amazing. The food
it's
is absolutely
good, very reasonable,
delicious.
And it's great service.
Yes.
And Dominic does it right, and I couldn't be happier to be doing it there.
Right. Okay, I have another number, number 10. Let me see. Number 10. Listen to this. This is Richard Williams.
You take them old records off the shelf.
Forgive me, Rich, I gave you a new name. I'm looking at, you know what I'm looking at. Richard Thomas. So now,
my good friend Richard Williams, by the way.
They used to
get us mixed up in the, when the Sun Sentinel used to write up about the local entertainers. They always got myself and Richard Williams mixed up.
You know,
first names, I guess.
Exactly. I have to have Ronnie Davis and Richard Thomas on the show because they are just so talented. I mean, Richard Williams, he not only performs here, but of course he performed for a period of time in Branson, and he's just a delightful man. Now tell me, you mentioned
Brenda Lee's piano player.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Charming, delightful guy.
He is.
Now, in your show, The Basic Show, is this live music, canned music? What are you going to do?
I have most of my stuff now is on tracks.
Okay.
The condos, when I started out, I used to get four or five musicians.
Right.
And they cut it to three.
Right.
And they now...
They dwindle down. And tracks...
I've been pretty fortunate. My good buddy Mark Krohn did most of the music for me on the CD. And also most of my tracks.
Well, your tracks are marvelous. You mentioned Sugar in the show. What does she do? What is she, a dancer, a singer?
Sugar is one half of Sugar and Spice. They are the Las Vegas review girls that work with Ronnie Davis.
Oh, so you're going to have like a review there show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she's going to come out and help me with a couple of numbers and a couple of little skits that we have worked on. So we're trying to make it as much of a nightclub floor show as possible. It's the old review thing.
What time does the show start, pretty much? 8 o'clock? Or
8 o'clock, yeah.
We're
open at 7:30. The show will be on by 8 o'clock.
Okay, and then you're going to continue with the other format. So I guess people can go there and plan to be there until midnight, right?
Come on in and spend the night.
So now I know you have young children, your own. Do any of them, are they showing signs of being musical like Daddy?
All of my children are talented. My daughter sings. My son plays the guitar.
Really?
Well, they're all talented.
How old are your children? How many children do you have?
I have four.
And their ages are?
Let's see, 42.
Get out.
Oh yeah, I have nine grandchildren.
I thought you were 42.
And I have two great grandchildren.
I thought you had little kids. So they're musical and they must have come to see you perform many times.
Oh yeah, they've seen me a lot, yeah. I have, my granddaughter is a singer-songwriter on YouTube, 14-year-old singer-songwriter.
Wow.
On YouTube she sings.
I have another
granddaughter that's a fabulous dancer.
Wow.
So the grandchildren are all very talented.
Now, how many girls, how many boys of your children? How many would you have, two and two?
I have one girl, three boys.
Great. Isn't that amazing? Do you think you inspired them or because the gene was just there?
Entertainment gene? They've all gone their own way and done their own thing. I hope I inspired them in some areas.
You must have some holidays together when you all get together,
When we can get together, it's fantastic.
That must be amazing. Well, I think that's wonderful. Again, Sunday, October 20th, is that correct? Sunday,
that's
October
correct.
20th, 8 o'clock at Nick's. You got to see.
Upstairs. Yeah.
Upstairs at Nick's. And that's Nick's in Fort Lauderdale. It's on A1A, very easy to get to. It's north of Oakland Park Boulevard, south of Commercial Boulevard. It's closer to Oakland, actually. It's 3496 North Ocean Boulevard, A1A. And it's right
the
on the...
The phone number for reservations,
yes,
if I may.
Please.
Is 954-563-6441. You can call in your reservations. And, Kathy, I really want to thank you for this opportunity. I used to work in Boca Raton in the 70s. I had a little nightclub on 2nd Avenue called the Mardi Gras and worked up in Boca Raton for 4 years up there on 2nd Avenue.
Wow.
So I have a lot of old friends. I hope they come on down to Fort Lauderdale for a visit.
That would be great. And do you have a website that people could learn more about you?
No, I don't have a website because I've been in the condos and
right.
I really didn't need one.
Okay, well, let me give
you
it.
You know how the condos
I know,
are.
I know.
Ahead of time.
Well, let me give
so,
it.
But if I start doing the club dates, I'll certainly
get one going.
I need to put one up. Yeah.
Okay, so let me give you that number again. Not as 954-563-6441. Okay, 954-563-6441. You've got to come and see Richard Thomas at Nick's on Sunday, October 20th at 8 o'clock. You're in for a great, great evening, excellent food, amazing entertainment, and a wonderful, wonderful warm environment. Thank you so much, Richard Thomas, for joining us on Radio Showtime. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you very
Good
much.
Luck, dear. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful to have a big family like that and have everybody get together and sing and be musical? I think it's marvelous. We have two more shows coming up, and I have to give you a little warning that Radio Showtime is going to come to a close after two more weeks. I've thoroughly love doing this, but just got to do what you got to do. But I do want to share an experience I had today with you. I took, this has nothing to do with showbiz, but it does have to do with getting around. I took a driving class, and I didn't have to take it. I only took it because my insurance company said, well, you know, we could reduce your the amount you pay if you take a certain class. So I said, all right. So I actually went, well, let me get this over with just so I could, you know, get a lower premium. And it was really a wonderful, wonderful experience. Of course, the class was 4 hours, but the time went by very quickly. And it was having, you know, when you get driving for so many years and we get into our little habits of maneuvering, and I am basically a safe driver. I don't get many tickets or have too many mishaps. But I'll tell you, it really opened my eyes to a lot of things that I haven't really paid attention to before. I really recommended it. So if you have a little extra time, you just call the DMV and say, hey, is there a driving class that I could take? Not that you have to take. And you might benefit by it because most insurance companies will lower your premium a little bit because if you take the class and then they give you a little certificate. But it really not only enlightened me in many ways that when I got on the road, since taking the class this morning, and I've been on 95 and so forth, it just made me more aware of so many things that I was taking for granted, and it made me, you know, really want to be a better driver. And hey, there's nothing wrong with being safe and avoiding accidents and mishaps. We certainly want to eliminate them any way we can. This is Kathy Rollins with Radio Showtime. And before Mr. Louis Prima tangos us out of here, I want to thank all our guests. I think they were just marvelous. And we'll see you next week. Thank you. Good night.
It is time to say good night to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper, Bonacera. With that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, Signorina, we'll go walking. Where the mountains of the sun, Bonacera, Signorina, kiss me good night. Bonacera, Signorina, kiss me good night. But do that, do that, do that, but bona body boat, but do the bottle boat, bona seda.
You've been listening to Radio Showtime with producer, director, actress, and talent agent Kathy Rollins. To find out more about Kathy and Standing Room Only Productions, go to KathySRO.com or call 954-791-7555. That's KathySRO.com. The curtain will rise again next Tuesday evening at 7.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station.